Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. And that is my privilege, to belong to those who are blessed of God, because having not seen, we have believed. The fact that we don't see doesn't make the fact of none effect. The fact that I don't see Jesus Christ doesn't mean that he is not here. It only means that he is now here as the life-giving Spirit. He said, I cannot do for you now, but when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he shall guide you into all truth. He shall teach you all things, and he shall answer all your prayers. I ascend to my Father and your Father, and verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, that will I do. There is no greater joy than to go through the trial with Jesus Christ in this faith. But it's a great tribulation when you go through wavering and wondering in your heart. God will take all that wonder out of you. Faith comes by hearkening to the Word of God, and that Word of God is absolute and absolutely sure. Forever thy Word is settled in heaven. And when I meditate upon this Word day and night, it is bound to create faith in my soul. In fact, that's where faith comes from. That's where the kingdom of God comes from.